everybody. Welcome to the Talking Heartland Show. And this is a show where we are talking about back seasons of Heartland. And we are on season 13, episodes 9 and 10. We are finished after today, finished season 13. Unbelievable. Can you believe it, Michelle?
It's so crazy. It's really crazy to think, like, when we first started doing these recaps, they were filming season 14.
Yeah. So we have caught up as far as when we started. So we're only doing two episodes today because they only had 10 episodes in season 13. And so we decided to split the last two into two and two. But it's been a pretty good season, I would say, season 13.
Yeah, it's been really strong. I'm not sure if it's the shortened season or what it is, but yeah, it's very strong, and they had all of the sort of main players in the majority of the episodes, which helped. So yeah, it's a really strong season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just really have enjoyed everything with Luke, and I think Quinn was a win in general. An ad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like when he's sort of become sort of towards the end one of my favorite characters of the season.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into it, but yeah, it's become a new favorite.
Yeah, I'm less than enthused with this whole running for mayor plot.
Yeah,
not my favorite. We'll talk more about that, but mm-hmm. I don't know, it's just a little over the top with this Worth guy. And, just like, he's too much of a villain. I mean, I know the politicians are villains, but he's too outright of a villain.
Yeah, he's very mustache twirling sort of villain. Yeah, it's like, you can see the sort of blueprint of that character.
Like most politicians are villains, but they do it underground. You know, they hide it better than this guy.
Yeah.
So our first episode that we're talking about is called Fight or Flight, and it's Amy and Ty gets some unexpected news about Luke just as Amy has to face an upsetting truth about Spartan. So overall, what did you think about this episode?
That's a really good episode. Made me cry. It did feel a little bit of a, you know, just a lead into the finale, as they always do. Emotionally, it really worked. I feel like the sort of lead up to Spartan's diagnosis was also really well done. I would say overall, it really worked. Mm-hmm. And as far as, like, the Amy Ty, sort of Lindy look dynamic, like, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it starts out with sort of the water fight with Luke. And that's fun. Mm-hmm. He's just such a cute kid. They do such a good job with the kid casting.
Yeah. And I feel like Lindy and Luke are really good together as well. Like, those young actors, they look very sort of natural together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We always say, like, the Spencer twins are just, they struck gold with those kids. Like, they're so good.
They're so natural. And if y'all listening have not listened to our interview with Amber Marshall that we just did a couple of weeks ago, then you really should check that out. We've been grateful for all of the views and listens that we've gotten on it, but she was great and went into a lot of detail about the horse work that they do on the show. And then also working with she talked about the Spencer twins and just how amazing that they worked out so well, given they were 5 months old when they started.
It just shows you never know.
You really don't. I mean, the casting directors have vision.
Yeah,
they really do. But I liked that we have Lou. She's campaigning and Tim has become her manager, and he says remember time for Tim, and I think it's Jack who says it wasn't time for Tim. That was for, like, the president of the Cowboy Association or something like that, right?
He's run for so many things, I have no idea. I'm pretty sure it was something like that.
But I remember the buttons.
Oh, the buttons, made. Yeah. I just look over Maggie.
Yeah. And they have the wolf appearing throughout this episode.
Mm-hmm.
That Amy keeps having dreams about, and then they keep seeing, and Ty sees the wolf. And so the created tone is supposed to set the tone of the episode.
Yeah, sort of very tie to tie. So yeah. It's a nice sort of weighing it in coming up the episode.
Yeah, we also have Georgie finding this horse called Atlas. Mm-hmm. She thinks it would be a good horse for Amy, but Amy's kind of upset by that because she doesn't want to acknowledge the idea that she might need another horse besides Spartan.
Yeah, I feel like they struck a good balance here, because I do feel like in an earlier season, you know, Amy would be doing what Georgie is doing. Maybe not as sort of forthright, but I think mm-hmm. she understands, you know, that it's coming from a good place with Georgie.
Yeah.
I believe Atlas has been in previous episodes, so it was a good horse to sort of bring back and sort of highlight of, like, he looks perfect. He's got all of the perfect sort of, he checks all of the boxes, but that might not be, you know, the perfect horse for Amy.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of, this plot kind of reminds me of when a painter, I think it was the name, Jack's horse, Painter,
mm-hmm.
and he had to get a new horse. It was hard for him.
Yeah.
And then we have this J.D. Worth coming in and saying that his wife is an angel and allows him to run, and that the reality of being mayor is being away from loved ones. Okay, this is like a tiny town. What is they talking about? Like, would the mayor even be a full-time position in a small town like this?
Not because, yeah, I hope not, because Lou has like five other jobs.
I mean, my friend, her husband is mayor of Draper, where I live, which I don't know, I'm just guessing, like 20,000, maybe something like that. Like, it's a suburban city, you know, kind of thing. And he also works as a lawyer, but he's not full time. So, I mean, I just don't see how being mayor is really going to be like. I mean, he obviously doesn't know that she's just had this job that's had her be in Manhattan for like months out of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope they're okay with it, just like taking off whenever she feels like it.
Yeah. And he was very insufferable. Oh, I hate to see kids suffer when mothers aren't in the picture.
Yeah, it was just like, what's the most sort of ridiculous sort of stereotypical dialogue we could, you know, make this guy as worse as it just became very cartoonish.
Yeah, that's the problem. It was too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was definitely doing a lot of mansplaining in this mm-hmm. early part of the episode.
Yeah.
And we also have some pretty good Remy moments in this episode with the wolf.
Mm-hmm.
The little kids, he protects them from the wolf.
Oh, of course he does.
Yeah, of course he does. So Lisa is upset with Worth as well, because Worth is calling in his loan that he gave to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he is
dividing the family.
he's bad news. And then we have Clint coming over and talking to Amy and Ty and saying he wants to move Luke back in with Andrea. And, you know, Luke is pretty excited about going back with his mom.
Mm-hmm.
But then you see him saying goodbye to Boots. And Jack says, it's more like, see you later.
Yeah.
Which I don't know quite why. I mean, I'd, I I guess I'd wonder what the backstory is, why they, because he's so such a cute kid and such a good casting, and kind of wonder why they only had him for the season.
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe they had the plan of bringing him back, and, you know, we have to remember next season is the COVID season. Right. So they are limited in what they can do and who they can bring in and the amount of people that they can bring in. But yeah, it feels like, yeah, it does feel like a goodbye, which I was surprised at, because I expected them to have sort of like an ongoing relationship.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense when you think that if he was back with his mom, and then we know what happens in season 14 with Ty, that it probably wouldn't make sense that, you know, that Amy would be doing any fostering certainly at that time. But yeah. I don't know, he's just such a good character. I hate to see him go and hope we see him back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the show won't be over for a long time, so hopefully he's got time.
Well, I mean, she did say, Amber did say that there were some guest stars coming back in this season 16.
That's true, yeah.
And he was definitely one that I thought of that would be interesting to see come back. Did you have any guesses when she said that?
I don't know if it was just because today I was seeing Cindy Busby was posting a lot of Heartland type stuff.
Oh.
And that made me very suspicious. It wasn't like, it was like referencing Heartland and like Hot Ash and things like that, like fun things. And Amber shared it on her stories as well. And I was really like, ooh.
Oh, that's funny, because I specifically mentioned bringing Ashley back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Look at this Flashback Friday Heartland episode. She's got on her thing on her Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be fun.
That would be so good.
Especially with you know, Caleb and Cass doing well.
Oh my god, could you imagine? That would be so messy. I love it.
Yeah, that could be fun. Maybe something with Val and Ashley. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be so fun.
Mm-hmm. Then we have Mitch coming back, and he's kind of upset about her deciding to run for office without him being part of the decision.
Classic Lou.
Yeah.
Just buys houses and does all of these things without telling her significant other.
Yeah, I mean, and he seems to think that she somehow treated Peter better, but she didn't.
We know the truth.
We know the truth. So, yeah, I mean, it's just frustrating. And again, we've said this a lot, but I just wish that they did a better job of kind of building up relationships with Lou. I feel like immediately they go from being like flirty to conflict, and there's not as much of the fun.
Yeah, I feel like that's why. Yeah, that's why I'm really enjoying Quinn and Georgia. It feels like we're getting a little bit of that, and he's very sort of mature, considering that he's, you know, playing such a young character and a young relationship. They seemed like such an immature sort of couple, Mitch and Lou, a lot of times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're adults, like. You either want to be together or you don't want to be together at this point.
Yeah, it's just frustrating because she hasn't had great chemistry with either of her romantic leads. And the one person that she had good chemistry with, they ruined it with Scott.
Yeah.
Why did they do that? I'll never understand. I wish I could talk to Heather or whoever made the decisions, because it just doesn't make any sense. That was the one actor that the one situation that she actually had chemistry with, and they blow it. And then they have that weird reunification episode that was strange between the two of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only thing I can think of at the time of it was similar to Amy and Ty's beginning, their sort of backstory. So maybe they didn't want to sort of do the same thing just in like a different timeline, I guess. But yeah, I do think she had chemistry with Mitch. I just don't think that it's had room to really go anywhere, really blossom.
Right.
Because they are so sort of, there's just so much conflict there. And it's frustrating because there's so many couples on TV that just don't have the chemistry. So when you do and it's not used to full potential, it is frustrating. But yeah, it has just sort of fizzled out.
Yeah. So JD, he starts having people complain about Maggie's and food and about Tim living in the RV. So he's just, like I said, kind of a caricature more than an actual human.
Yeah, he's just trying to put wedges between the family and it's a frustrating plot.
Yeah, and he talks to Fred, the grocery man Fred, father about an alternative beef investment. So it's like Beyond Meat or whatever. And like Beyond Meat is great, Impossible Meat, whatever. Like it serves a good purpose and everything, but it's not really actual competition for actual beef. Like I don't think beef farmers are like, whoa, they're really cutting into our sales here. Like it's a totally different dynamic, totally different audience. Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like, oh, well, I'm going to start my alternative beef company to ruin your beef business.
Yeah. I think the beef market's fine without.
So Lou says she's going to drop out because it's affecting her family too much. But then this guy has built this housing development on a wildlife area. And it's so ridiculous because you see every time you watch the show, these vistas of all of this land and prairie and everything. This guy evidently only wants to build on the shore of the creek and where it's the wildlife preserve. Like he's so evil.
Yeah. He's like, I don't want that, but I want the bit where all of the animals are. I want to destroy a habitat.
Yeah, it's not like this is, I don't know, Manhattan or something where there's limited space. There's tons of land all over the place. And I doubt there's that much demand for like a big housing development.
Yeah, I was thinking like Hudson. It's not like a bustling like there's not a ton of people coming. I mean, maybe like people like Peter would have some place to stay then because they were really struggling. He was constantly leaving.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, it's classic of this kind of storytelling is the evil housing developer.
Yeah,
condos.
You always have fun. Yeah, condos.
They're the worst.
The worst. The TV movie.
Yeah, and I wrote down in my notes, I just said, this is just not interesting. All of the worst stuff. I thought the whole running for mayor was just not a great plot.
Yeah, agreed.
And Lou, she always seems to be needing validation when like literally they've given her awards and thrown parties, and you know it's kind of like what else could you possibly need from this community that they have given you. I guess being mayor hopefully will stem some of that insecurity that she has.
We'll see.
So Amy is considering trying to gentle a wild horse, and she says, when something feels right, you just have to try.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Yeah, I thought this was like the perfect way to, you know, use Spartan less. You know, if they're going to do that, like this was the perfect way to do it. I feel like, you know, it's just such a perfect course for Amy. Yeah, I thought the writers did a fantastic job because it must be such a difficult thing to get right because, you know, so much of the audience is attached to that relationship. It's like one of the most important relationships in the show.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have to write to the reality of, you know, Spartan's getting older. You know, the show has been on for a long time. So they have to sort of acknowledge it. But yeah, I thought, you know, they came up with a great way to sort of bring a new horse in.
Yeah, they have, Spartan has like arthritis, basically, is what they do. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then Jack gives Luke a chess set and they all, each one of them kind of gives him a piece and then he says goodbye. Oh, that was sad.
Yeah, that's so sad. When he runs back, like after he gives him a hug, and then he goes to the car, then he runs back and Lindy's like stroking his head. I was like, oh my God, so cute.
I definitely got the feels.
Yeah.
So then we see this Worth guy paying some guy to make the problem disappear. And he does it like right in front of Maggie's, right in front of where Lou can see and hear evidently everything they're doing.
Yeah, the whole town, just like an audience to this.
Probably not the smartest move there, J.D. Worth. So then Georgie announces she's going to Kelowna to see Quinn. And then Luke gives them a framed family photo of everybody there. So that's how the episode ends. But what do you think of this episode 1 to 10?
I'd give it an 8, which is generous because, like the JD Awards stuff wasn't the best.
Yeah, the Luke stuff was really good, though.
Really good, like emotionally it worked really well with those kind of main storylines.
Mm-hmm. We'd like to take a second and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast.
The Last Way Home is the newest novel from New York Times bestselling author Liz Johnson.
Eli Ross's return from his NHL career is met with uncertainty from the broken family he left behind, but he is determined to fix his mistakes.
Violet Donaghy isn't sure she can forgive Eli, not after his mother cared for her like her own daughter.
When Eli and Violet come together, they must find the strength to mend the broken pieces of the Ross family and to heal their own hearts.
Find more at www.lizjohnsonbooks.com.
That's lizjohnsonbooks.com. Yeah, so episode 10, the finale, is The Passing of the Torch. When fears of holding on or letting go grip the family, they look to each other for support through dangerous challenges. So what do you think about this episode overall?
I thought this episode was really interesting. I mean, like, my memory of my, like, knowledge of Heartland is that it's always been, like, a safe show. Like, it's never been at the risk of being cancelled. Maybe that's not true. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But it felt like this episode felt like it was a finale, but also like a series finale as well. Like, they were covering their bases in case it did. I'm not sure if that's true. It just felt like where everybody was sort of left in such a good place, whereas I don't know if that's always been the case before. There's always been sort of question marks or, you know, things sort of left hanging. It just felt like a real full circle sort of moment for Amy as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but yeah, it just felt like an ending.
Well, especially with all the flashbacks to her mom.
Yeah,
that she has.
I that was it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that that helps a lot with getting that feeling. Mm-hmm. And you know, it started off this series started off with her and her mom. Mm-hmm. So I think that's, you know, a big part of it. Poor Remy gets caught in the snare.
Oh, awful to watch. Yeah.
And
good job to like her dog, and they could actually like get it to lie down. I imagine it must not be easy to get a dog to pretend it's in a snare.
Yeah, exactly. And that's all involved with this Worth guy. Mm-hmm. And this episode, more than any other episode this season, you really could tell that Michelle is pregnant in this mm-hmm. episode, I thought.
Yeah. I feel like most of the time they do a good job of hiding it. But yeah, you could tell.
And then we have Peter volunteering to help with the election. And that makes Mitch jealous.
Oh, I'm so over this. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Peter claims that he'll be Switzerland. He'll be like the intermediary, which is probably unrealistic. And then we get this big fight at the end between Mitch and Peter.
I'm so sick of it. It's like, you're grown men. You're both in relationship. It's just right. So repetitive. You know, Peter's, you know, got his own, you know, life and relationship, and so does Lou. But yeah, it feels like they're like teenagers.
Yeah, well, worse than teenagers. I mean, this season, in this episode, Quinn and Georgie behave much better.
Yeah, Georgie's like looked at all of this and like, I'm not going to behave.
I don't know. I don't love Mitch's attitude here when he says, I feel like I'm on the outside looking in. And you've got to understand.
That's a choice, though. Like, he's made that choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's in Aspen Grove. He made that choice. Yeah, and when you have two children with somebody, they're going to be a big part of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a show I was watching recently, and it was the conversation between the woman and the person that she was in a new relationship with. You know, she says, well, the sort of significant other says, you know, I'm fine with coming second to the kids, but I'm not okay with being third, you know, to like your kids, then your, you know, ex-spouse, and then me. And it feels like that's the issue with Mitch, but I also don't feel like that's what Lou's, you know, providing him with. Like, I don't understand where he's getting that from.
Yeah, it's like he wants them to be sort of to not work together, to not, like, I haven't sensed any like flirting between Peter and Lou.
If anything, they're like best friends at this point.
Mm-hmm.
They're like you know, they're doing the co-parenting thing, and they're doing it really well. Finally, you know, it didn't take, you know, it took them a long time to get here. So yeah, it's really frustrating.
Yep. So Jack is considering bringing Mitch back in as a partner. Mm-hmm. Tim is not into that, but also, you know, feel like with this awkwardness between Lou and Mitch, that, you know, is that a good choice?
That's unlikely.
So we have Georgie goes to visit Quinn. He quit working for his dad. He says, the real reason I quit was because I missed you. A piece of me was missing. And then Georgie says, whenever there is a chance of getting hurt, I leave first. And then she said, I think that I'm in love with you, and I hope that is enough of a reason. But he's feeling insecure because, again, she's kind of flighty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love these two.
Yeah, they're good.
I really like Quinn. Yeah, he's very like mature and forthright, and you know, he's in a bad situation the last couple of episodes with his dad, and so he made a decision and, you know, moved forward with his life in the way that he wants. And mm-hmm. yeah, I feel like it's just such a good casting as well. They look really good together.
Yeah.
It's,
well,
after the sort of disappointment of what Lou and Mitch has turned into, it's nice to have another romance to root for.
And Alicia's a good actress. And she, when she comes back, and how did everything go? And she says, I it's not going to work. I messed everything up. And she cries.
Yeah.
That was good. She did good. That scene. We get more. I mean, I don't know anybody that has so many vivid dreams as Ty.
Yeah. Ty and Amy, they're like, I don't remember any of my dreams, but yeah, they have like the most vivid, like, well, I'm not sure the word, but yeah, like prophetic sort of dreams. Like,
yeah, prosaic dreams.
Yeah.
And he has this dream about the wolf. And so Lou confronts JD about the snares and the wildlife reserve, and he says that he's going to sue her for slander. So again, super villain, basically.
Yeah.
In the world of the show. So then we have Spartan getting kicked by this wild horse. Amy gets really upset about it. She's not able to gentle the horse the way she wanted. And she's trying to bring this wild horse to Harlan, but then she gets frustrated about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I'm afraid I'm going to lose Spartan.
Yeah, so. But this was so well done. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But even just having like those two horses so close together and working with the both of them, it must have been a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then Mitch and Jack go fishing, and then Tim shows up and says, a traitor in our midst.
Gosh, he's the worst.
Yeah, this is the one we get the also get the fight between Mitch and Peter. I liked when Ty and Amy were talking about their little family. That was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
They do have such a sweet little family.
Yeah.
Because they're missing Luke, and Ty says, you can have a meltdown anytime, just let me know. But I thought it was kind of crazy that both Amy and Ty were both shot. Like, yeah. I was not expecting that to happen.
I feel like I've seen it before. I've definitely seen, like, I watch a lot of medical shows, so, you know, I've definitely seen it at some point in one of those, like, Grey's Anatomy or something like that, of, you know, being injured and not realizing because of the adrenaline. But yeah, I do think it's crazy.
It's usually not both of the lead characters, though, that are shot. I mean, that really ups it to supervillain status when you're shooting the horse whisperer, Amy Fleming.
Yeah, the Hudson Borg famous Amy Fleming.
I thought it was surprising. I thought that she would almost get shot or be in danger or tension, but she was like literally shot in the stomach. Like, what? Yeah. Or was it Ty that was shot in the stomach? And
yeah, I think Ty was shot in the stomach and was shot in like the shoulder or something. Yeah.
I wonder if Graham hadn't decided yet whether he was going to leave, because it does seem like that would have been a perfect opportunity.
Yeah.
Way to have him leave instead of a heart attack.
I'm not sure. I just remember at the beginning of season, not the beginning, sort of the beginning of filming, because they share so much on social media. And that's when obviously we'd started recapping, so I was, you know, following everything, and just every picture that the official account posted, every picture that, you know, Amber posted, like all of the comments were like, where's Graham, like, because he was so absent. And I think the fans had noticed, because they are, you know, so present. And I think I'm not sure when that decision was made, but would be interesting because they got lucky in a way, like that they could sort of piggyback off of the previous season instead mm-hmm. of coming up with something completely different.
Yeah, well, like I said, they could have just had him, this is it. They could have had it, this be, I mean, that would be a very dramatic season finale, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I can't imagine that decision was made at the end of, you know, this season because, you know, they do have the recovery and I'm okay and happy and mm-hmm. good and the family's good.
Yeah.
So yeah, I imagine that the decision was made in between seasons.
Yep. And so Lou calls the police and then she makes a big speech and she says, J.D. Worth is a threat to my family. Literally, he just shot two people in your family. Or it's person dead. So that's accurate. And so then Ty, we find out that he saved Amy's life and jumped in front of her for one of the bullets. So Ty has flashback to early scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Quinn shows up in Maggie's on election night. And says that he wants to get into coaching and mm-hmm. Georgie said, ask about the girl she saw him with at the competition. And he says, she's not you, which is very swoon worthy.
Yeah. I really like him.
Yeah. So he's going to help her. He's going to be her coach, which I can see going terrible.
I'm not sure. Yeah, he seems very sort of mature and level-headed, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's always
whenever the next tricky. With interest. Yeah, it's a bit messy.
Especially because Georgie is so hesitant about any kind of real competition. I feel like she finds that very stressful, mm-hmm. and so it'd be hard, I think, to coach her, especially if she was your girlfriend. That would be tough.
And I feel like they do have to, like, next season make a decision on, you know, where Georgie's going with mm-hmm. the competing and the jumping, and
yeah,
you know, they can't start throwing Olympics around again.
Yeah, and so they kiss
cancer. Yeah,
and then Tim stops them from kissing.
Yeah.
What a grump.
Yeah, I love, like, Tim and Quinn's, like, relationship, or if you can call it a relationship, but yeah. It's so fun. I think the actors really play into it well, mm-hmm. and also, like, even though, like, Quinn's a part of the sort of equestrian world, he's very sort of fish out of water in the Heartland world, which is really fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then Worth and Grady, his henchmen, are arrested, and we find out that Lou has won the race. It's very exciting. She makes a speech and she mm-hmm. says, she talks about that she's a wife, a mother, a sister, an ex-wife, and ex-wife, mother. And so then Mitch is upset because she didn't say girlfriend. In the speech.
Oh my God.
So that's when he says, I feel like I'm on the outside looking in.
That's because you are on the outside looking at, like, stalking on the outside.
It's your own fault. Just if you're upset about Peter doing too much, then do step more.
Up. Yeah, step up.
Yeah. Yeah. And really, I mean, let's be honest, Kevin McGarry, I shouldn't be lacking in confidence in any way.
No. Not at all.
No.
Not at all. I'm not sure if it's, like, you know, his sort of storylines and sort of this season has been down to his Hallmark popularity and his Call the Wife popularity. You know, I'm just not being that available. I hope so. I hope it's not just.
Yeah. The one calls the heart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then Amy's still working with the wild horse. Then she has the flashback with her mom to end the episode. And I can see what you're saying about it feeling like a series. It could have been a series finale.
Yeah, I feel like he's just left everybody in such a good place.
Mm-hmm. I hope when they actually do cancel it, that they would do like a movie or something like that to close everything. I hope they, or they know going into it that it's canceled so that they can make it good. When a show's been going on this long, it kind of needs to end well.
Yeah, and they deserve to sort of know going into the last season that as the last season.
Yeah.
I can't see that happening for a while, but yeah.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, I think as long as Amber's invested, mm-hmm. and she seems invested, she seems to love her job and love doing what she does. And so I think as long as she's interested in doing the show, they'll be able to do the show because they can just have people come in and out. And
yeah, it's hard to think of like a show that's been going that long that still has like the core cast.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, I mean, I think in certain shows, when it reaches a certain point, it almost like it regenerates itself. It's almost several shows. I mean, obviously the ultimate example of this is like The Simpsons, because it, like, yes, it's been going on for so long, but it's kind of been multiple shows within one show. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, like the sort of Mallory era was kind of this show was kind of one era. And then it kind of reboots itself within, you know, and the main thing that's the same is I would say was Amy and Jack. Those are the two, but you could even do the show without Jack if you had to. Amy is the key.
Yeah.
So what would you give this episode 1 to 10?
I'd give it like a 9 or a 10. I think it's really good. I wouldn't say there's anything. It left me with, you know, good feelings. Nothing bad. I don't see anything bad on the horizon. Should it fall smooth sailing from here on out?
Yeah, the things are looking great for Amy and Ty. Going forward. I don't know. I would actually probably give it more like a 7.5 just because of the JD Worst stuff was kind of clunky.
Yeah, true.
But I still overall enjoyed it. And then the Mitch stuff was also kind of clunky. But let us know if you're listening what you think of these two episodes. We'd love to hear your thoughts. We love getting the feedback from the Heartland fans. We really enjoy that. So thank you. We get emails, we get comments. And we very much appreciate it. So yeah, let us know what you think. And Michelle, where can people find you?
On Twitter at Michelle R. Benson.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. So check that out. Also make sure you're following the podcast at Hallmarkies Pod and Hallmarkies Podcast, all of our social media. And if you are listening on iTunes, please leave us your ratings and reviews. That really helps us a lot. And if you are listening on YouTube, please give the video a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. We appreciate that. And also check out the Patreon group and the merch store where you can get Heartland inspired merch. Take a look at that. And thanks so much, everybody. And we'll be on to season 14. Get the tissues ready next time. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.